Matthew chapter 22. And Yeshua answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come to the marriage. But they made light of it, and went, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard of it, he was angry, and he sent his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he says to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore go into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and collected all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who did not have a wedding garment. And he says to him, Friend, how did you come in here, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into utter darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went, and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent their disciples out to him, with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that you are true, and teach the way of Elohim in truth, neither do you care for any man, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? But Yeshua perceived their wickedness, and said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought a penny to him. And he says to them, Whose image and superscription is this? They say to him, Caesar's. Then he says to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's. When they had heard these words, they marveled, and left him, and departed. The same day the Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, If a man shall die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third, to the seventh. And last of all the woman also died. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Yeshua answered and said to them, You err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Elohim. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of Elohim in heaven. But as concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by Elohim, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob? Elohim is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were assembled about him. Then one of them, who was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Yeshua said to him, You shall love Yeshua your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. While the Pharisees were assembled, Yeshua asked them, saying, What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They say to him, The son of David. He says to them, How then does David in spirit call him master, saying, Yeshua said to my master, Sit on my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool? If David then calls him master, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither did any man dare, from that day forth, to ask him any more questions.